NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Music from composer Isaac Albéniz and a piece called Triana, one of the many Spanish dances that are found in the many volumes of Albéniz's masterpiece Iberia. We're at Jesus López Cobos and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music to round out your Friday afternoon. Coming up in this noon hour, from Max Bruch, a viola and piano duo, a romance in F major. That's going to be followed by some Americana, when Mark O'Connor and the London Philharmonic Orchestra bring us Fanfare for the Volunteer. All that and more still to come in this noon hour on a Friday afternoon. Glad you could join us. We explore a bit more the music of Spain through the work of Maurice Ravel. Next on KPR, we've got for you one of the first major works for orchestra that he composed in 1907. A few years previously, he had started to explore the world of Spanish music a bit by writing a habanera for two pianos. A few years later, he wrote a companion piece to it, and then a few more, and the next thing you know, he had a whole Spanish rhapsody. Rhapsody Español, as Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra take it away. Next on KPR. From Maurice Ravel, and music from 1907, his first major work for orchestra, is Rhapsody Español, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:30, still to come. The American violinist and fiddler Mark O'Connor is with the London Philharmonic Orchestra for some music of his own devising. We'll hear Fanfare for the Volunteer in a rough 10 minutes from now here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. On the KU campus, it is 82 degrees. Today's high around 88, with sunny skies throughout and mostly clear this evening, a low of 53. Tomorrow's another sunny day, and Saturday should warm up to just about 90, and for tomorrow night, clear, with a low of 62. Next on KPR, playing viola is Karen Dreyfus, alongside pianist Robert McDonald, for a short romance for viola written by Max Brook on KPR. Romance for Viola in F Major, composed by Max Bruch, performed by Karen Dreyfuss, alongside pianist Robert McDonald on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 12:38, about 20 minutes until our next NPR news update. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. You know, KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way for you to make your KPR contribution go much farther. Our spring membership drive begins soon, on next Friday morning on March 27th, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge on next Friday morning, March 27th, from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR. Time now to bring you the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and music by Mark O'Connor, who, back in 1999, joined up with the London Philharmonic Orchestra to produce what he hoped would be a grand American-style fiddle concerto. A three-movement work, but each of the three movements became quite large and a musical entity in their own right. So we'll listen to movement one of that planned fiddle concerto. It's called Fanfare for the Volunteer. Mark O'Connor plays with the London Philharmonic, led by Stephen Mercurio, here on Kansas Public Radio. From 1999, music by Mark O'Connor, Fanfare for the Volunteer. In that recording, it was O'Connor himself, our violinist, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Stephen Mercurio with the performance this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.